This year marks the 50th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Jamaica and Japan. The ties between both countries have been strengthened since diplomatic relations were established on March 16, 1964. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator E.G. Nicholson says Jamaica continues to view Japan as an excellent partner.
Japan has been a traditional friend of Jamaica for the past 50 years. And our cooperation, our technical cooperation, includes a number of projects.
These projects include the Japanese Language Program for Foreign Service Officers and the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA. JICA provides a number of training courses and also assists the development of the micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME sector here in Jamaica. There is also the Japanese government's financial assistance program for development initiatives known as Grant Assistance for Grassroots Projects.
I'll give you two examples of that grassroots program. The Jamaica Agricultural Development Foundation signed an $11 million grant with Japan for the revitalization of the West Indian Sea Island cotton industry here in Jamaica. Very important. Again, the Bustamante Hospital for Children received a grant of over $12 million from the government of Japan to purchase 23 pieces of equipment, which the hospital's management has identified as urgent.
Another initiative, the Japan Teaching Exchange Program, was established in 1987 to improve foreign language education in Japan. Minister Nicholson says to date, a number of Jamaican teachers have benefited under the program, teaching English to Japanese in Japan. As both countries continue to strengthen the bonds of friendship, there is, on the cultural side, the Jamaica One Love Festival held annually in Tokyo. The festival was held for the first time in 2013 and not only serves to showcase Jamaica's culture and cuisine, but also promotes Jamaican businesses. Last year, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller conducted a working visit to Japan to further strengthen the diplomatic ties. Minister Nicholson says the Prime Minister's visit demonstrates that Jamaica continues to assign importance to relations with Tokyo and to value balance in our foreign policy.
The signal coming from Japan, our ministry can assert, is that there is much more room for cooperation with Jamaica, and there is interest in strengthening its engagement with CARICOM. The visit of the Prime Minister to Japan, the designation of 2014 as CARICOM Japan Friendship Year, and the commemoration of 50 years of diplomatic relations are foundations for further enhanced relations in the years ahead.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator E.G. Nicholson. Chargé d'affaires at the Japanese Embassy in Jamaica, Koji Tomita, says Jamaica and Japan have enjoyed a mutually supportive friendship for several years. This, he notes, has been strengthened through high-level exchanges between both countries. Commenting on the economic cooperation between Jamaica and Japan, Mr. Tomita had high praises for the Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee, which he says is popular on the Japanese market.
Japan imports approximately 75% of the Blue Mountain coffee produced in Jamaica. And on the other hand, we see lots of Japanese vehicles dominate the roads of Jamaica. So those are the, I think, exemplification of trade between two countries. And the other areas, for instance, energy, especially renewable energy, we see the development of private sectors to make more investment.
Mr. Tomita adds that Japan remains committed to supporting CARICOM countries, including Jamaica, under three pillars, as was announced by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the recently held CARICOM Japan Summit in Trinidad and Tobago. The first pillar will see cooperation towards sustainable development, including overcoming vulnerabilities particular to small island states. Second is the deepening and expansion of bonds founded on exchanges and friendships. And the third pillar? Cooperation in addressing challenges of the international community.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.